Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, July 25th, 2012. Israel plans to take over East Jerusalem and raid several neighborhoods in the Hebron area. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Tuesday, Israel announced plans to take full municipal control of a section of East Jerusalem that lies on the other side of the annexation wall. Israeli officials in Tel Aviv have been discussing taking full control of the rest of East Jerusalem for several years. Their latest plan will bring portions of the city suburbs that lie east of the wall under Israeli jurisdiction, reports Ma'an News. On Wednesday, Israeli forces raided several neighborhoods in the area in and around Hebron, and 9 Palestinians were detained, while Israeli settlers simultaneously attacked Palestinians, according to reports from Wafa and PNN. In Hebron, 8 Palestinians were detained, and settlers attacked several others. Settlers also attacked Palestinians from the village of Susia. And in Beit Umar, a Palestinian teenager was arrested, bringing the total number of children arrested by Israeli soldiers from that village to 45. In the town of Al-Hadr Tuesday, a group of Israeli settlers erected a military tower on agricultural land in the West Bank, according to Wafa News. The coordinator of the Popular Committee Against Settlements in Al-Hadr, Ahmed Salah, said that settlers put up a 10-meter military tower in an agricultural area just west of the town while under the protection of the Israeli military. A mobile home was also placed there a week ago by Israeli soldiers as part of an effort to monitor and control farmers in the area. And finally, the body of Jihad Abu Shalouf, 22, a Palestinian killed by Israel at the border, was returned to Gaza today, 2 weeks after his death, according to Ma'an News. Israeli soldiers opened fire on a group of 4 workers trying to enter Israel by traveling through Egypt. Of the 3 workers with Shalouf, 1 was shot and killed immediately, while the 2 others were arrested. Following the incident, Israeli military officials said that all 4 men were unarmed. And that's all for today from IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, July 25th Daily News Roundup from the Occupied Palestinian Territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Kelly Joyner.